A responsible choice is one that takes into account the consequences of each of your choices. In order to make a responsible choice, you must ask yourself, for each choice that you are considering, what will this produce? Do I really want to create that? Am I ready to accept all of the consequences of this choice? Ask yourself, is this really what I want? And then decide. When you take the consequences of your choice into your decision, and when you choose to remain conscious, that is a responsible choice. Only through responsible choice can you choose consciously to cultivate and nourish the needs of your soul, and to challenge and release the wants of your personality. This is the choice of clarity and wisdom, the choice of conscious transformation. It is the choice of the higher frequency energy currents of love, forgiveness, and compassion. It is the choice to follow your soul. When you choose the energy of your soul, when you choose to create with the intentions of love, forgiveness, humbleness, and clarity, you gain power. When you choose to learn through wisdom, you gain power. When you choose to create with the energy of your personality, with anger, jealousy, or fear, when you choose to learn through fear and doubt, you lose power. You gain or lose power, therefore, according to the choices that you make. When you align yourself with your personality, you give power to the realm of the five senses, to external circumstances and objects. You disempower yourself. As you grow aware of your spiritual self and origin, your immortalness, and you choose and live according to that first, and the physical second, you close the gap that exists between the personality and the soul. You begin to experience authentic power. This requires effort. But is it really more difficult than living through the consequences that follow a decision to act in anger, or selfishness, or fear? You know that with each decision to act without compassion, you yourself will experience the discord, or fear, or anguish that you create in another. Is it not worth the effort to project yourself ahead into the probable consequences of each of your actions, at each point of choice? Is it not worth it to see how you will feel in each instance? How comfortable you will be with each of the consequences, if doing that will allow you to harvest love, compassion, and authentic power?